Welcome back. Tonight, we're with LaMae and Reese, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Wintertime is coming, the windows are filled with frost. I tried to tell everybody, but I could not get across. I wanna be a lover, babe, I don't wanna be your boss. Don't say I never warned you when your train gets lost. Leaning on a windowsill. If I die on the top of the hill, if I don't make it, you know my baby will.
Bethany, you're from Chicago, is that correct?
That's correct.
How did a girl, a fiddle player from Chicago, find her way to Berea?
Bethany Cook.
Well, I was at a square dance at the University of Chicago. They have a beautiful ballroom with giant windows. A friend of mine introduced me to someone and said, oh, she came down from Berea College, and I said, what the heck is that? The rest is history. I've been in Kentucky ever since.
And how did LaMae and Reese find Bethany?
About a month ago, we did a concert in Disputanta, Kentucky. Anybody know where that is? We didn't know either. It's between Berea and Mount Vernon, back in the mountains. Bethany was there, and she said, well, I play fiddle. I said, well, go get your fiddle. Well, she sat through our first set watching, and then during the break, she went and got her fiddle and joined us on stage. And so we thought we'd try to incorporate her into our lineup every now and then.
When you walked away, you took my heart with you, and you heard me say it was the right thing to do. But that was a lie I told to forget you, 'cause saying goodbye, it was the wrong thing to do. It's not over, it's never been over. There's something about you I will never forget. It's not over, it's never been over. There's something about you, it's not over yet.
When I walked away, my heart was broken in two. I truly believe it was the right thing to do. But the tears kept falling. There was no living without you. You're saying goodbye. It was the wrong thing to do. It's not over. It's never been over. There's something about you I will never forget. It's not over. It's never been over. There's something about you. It's not over yet.
Now you're telling me you'd like to start over. You're calling on me to forgive and forget. But there's really nothing you have to regret. 'Cause I've always known it's not over yet. It's not over. It's never been over. There's something about you I will never forget. It's not over. It's never been over. There's something about it's not over yet. There's something about you. It's not over yet.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
I joined a folk music organization in Rochester, New York, back in 1972. And jump ahead 26 years, and I walked into the weekly meeting, and there was a new face. And of course, it was rare to see somebody new. And then she started singing, and I thought, oh my gosh.
Oh, well, definitely the Maryville song. I mean, that all happened on the same night. So it was love at first sight. That's about the only way I can describe it.
Can you blame
it? It happens. It happens, folks.
Can we talk about that Maryville song? I get the impression that's a Civil War song.
Yes, it is, yes. You know, my father's to blame. I come from a family of 8 kids. Every summer, he'd pack us in the station wagon and drive us off to some historical site like Gettysburg or whatever. I kept that sense of history and wanting to learn about history all through my life. And I was on a tour of the Midwest with another folk singer back in 1990. And we went through Galena, Illinois. I don't know if anybody's ever been there. But you come into it from the east on a high bluff, and it goes down and across the river, and the main street winds through the town the way it used to go when there were wagons and horses. And it had all those old buildings, and I just pictured in my mind, what was it like, say, 100 years ago or 150 years ago? And I started writing a song about it. Also, at that same time, I was thinking of my brother and I, who had been in the service during the Vietnam War, and we were not welcomed home the way they were from the Desert Storm and things like that. So I kind of wrote it as a welcome home song to my brother and I too when we got out of the service.
When peace returns to Maryville, everybody's gonna jump and shout. They're gonna raise the flags and ring the bells and hang the banners out. And the band will play all night long, of that there is no doubt. When peace returns to Maryville, Everybody's gonna jump and shout. And when the boys return to Maryville, everything is gonna be so grand. They're gonna whoop and yell and kiss the girls. Everybody's gonna shake their hands. They're gonna dance and sing all night long for the ones who saved their land. When the boys return to Maryville, everything is gonna be so grand. And when the dead return to Maryville, everybody's gonna hang their head. They're gonna dress in black down by the track as all the words are said. They're gonna take the bodies to the grave, put their souls to bed. When the dead return to Maryville, everybody's gonna hang their head. There's a sunrise on the Wabash. I'm a soldier on the road. All I've won I'd gladly give back. Such a hard and a heavy load. When I return to Maryville, I'm gonna ask you for your hand. We're gonna build a house outside of town, work the fertile land. We're gonna plant some crops, raise some kids, live by God's command. When I return to Maryville, I'm gonna ask you for your hand. I return to Maryville, I'm gonna ask you for your hand.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So how long have you been playing with Mr. Randy Fry on the bass there?
Randy, a couple of years, right? I've known Randy longer than that. I actually met his father first. His father was a legendary banjo player, and I guess he played other instruments, but known for his banjo. And then maybe about 10 years ago, I was at a jam with his father, and I think Randy was there. And a couple of times, he'd be at a jam we were at. And then about 2 years ago, he would come to our Tuesday night song gathering, and he'd fill in for the bass player who would normally there. We started running through some songs, and he's played with us 5 or 6 times over the last year or so, and we think he's great.
I normally play bluegrass music, but I'm venturing out playing some Americana music. I play Americana during the week and bluegrass on the weekends.
Did you learn to play from your dad?
I've been playing about 40-something years. I come from a family of musicians. I have a nephew who plays professionally, Kyle Perkins, out on the road, plays bluegrass with big-name groups right now. So it's been a rejoice just to carry on the tradition that my father started. And if I was smart, I'd been playing the banjo right now instead of packing this big bass around.
For the man, but the man.
I love my bass. You do all know it's all about the bass, right?
If today was not an endless highway, and if tonight was not a crooked trail, and if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome and ain't nothing to you at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting. If I could hear her heart softly pounding. Only if she was lying by me would I lie my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water. I can't speak the sounds to show no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps, nor remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was awaiting. If I could hear her heart softly pound. Only if she was lying by me would I lie in my bed once again. Sky, but none of these and nothing else can touch the beauty I remember in my own true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was awaiting. If I could hear her heart softly pounding. She was lying by me when I lie in my bed once again.
Tommy, you know, you're like the Jimi Hendrix of the harmonica. And you play a number of different styles, and I know that you play with Kevin Dalton's band that was here last week. You seem to seamlessly move between these styles.
You know, it's easy to follow Joe and Sherry, and somebody asked me the other day, can you play with these guys, and can you play with these guys? And it's not me, it's just that it's easy to follow good music. And So that's why I get the luxury of playing with these guys. The privilege.
You're so diplomatic, Tommy.
Around our little hometown of Somerset, they have a lot of little jam sessions through the summer. And one of the cool things that they do, they try to gather any musician they can and see if you can stump Tommy Keith. Play any style you want, and he'll play right along with you and do it well. I mean, he's an exceptional musician. It's a blessing to be on stage with you and with all the rest of them here, too. Joe and Sherry, I love because they write their own music.
Well, I've been walking in my sleep, counting troubles, instead of counting sheep. Where the I can't say, but I just turned around and they've gone away. Now I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books and faded papers. Tells a story I used to know. It was one that happened so long ago. He's gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountain. ocean across the great divide. Now I heard the owl calling softly as the night was falling with a question, and I replied, but he's gone across the borderline. Gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountain side where the rivers change direction across the great divide.
I'd like to thank our guests, Joe LeMay and Sherry Reese, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and of the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Once again, let's hear it for Joe LeMay and Sherry Reese.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I'm gonna die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I'm gonna die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Thank you.
I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's a reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I'm gonna die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Paul, Randy, Bethany, Tommy, Joe, and Sherry for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. We also thank The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.